Well, good evening and welcome to another Friday night. It's the end of our second week together, and I pray that even in the Bible studies night by night, you're continuing to be encouraged in the word of the Lord. But we come to review another book this evening, a book that I believe will be to your benefit if you're able to purchase it, you're able to spend time in it. I know that some of you have already purchased the books from last week, and you've already recounted how those have been a blessing to you and indeed a source of encouragement and strength in these times. And we're praying that the Lord will bless even all these reflections and use them in His will in each of our lives and in each of our homes. But as we come to review this second book, I want to encourage you to keep on reading. Perhaps for some of you it's developing the new habit of reading, and for others it's of course increasing their love of reading. But I pray that even as you spend perhaps a little extra time just reflecting on the truth that can be found in so many good books today, we pray that the Lord will bless our hearts, build us up, and indeed encourage us and increase our faith. But tonight I want to bring to you a book that I would describe as being the book that I would say changed my life. Whenever I read this book, I had never read anything like it before, and it gripped me like no other book has gripped me. And I read it again this week, and I've truly been encouraged and blessed as I reflected upon its truth. And that book is a book by the name of Brusco. Brusco, and I want you to get a good look at the cover there, because this is the cover of the book that you want to purchase. There is a sequel to this book, but it'll make no sense to you, and it'll truly not be a blessing to you that it should be if you haven't read this one. This is available on Amazon Kindle for around about £11 or £12, or you can get a paperback copy for somewhere between £10 and £12 on Amazon as well. Unfortunately, it's not available to order through ICM, as we recommended last week, but nevertheless, you can purchase it there on Amazon quite easily. And I recommend you get this one with the green part of the cover. The other one has a sandy brown, almost mustardy yellow kind of bottom half to it, but you want the one with the green bottom half to it in order to get the very first edition of this story. And this story is all about a young man who goes out to South America in order to reach Native Indian people. And what a story. It's a man by the name of Bruce Olson, and he leaves America after being brought up in a nominal Christian home, but then coming to his own personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He recounts the battles he had with his own family, some of his friends because of this, and then how the Lord began truly to move and to work in his life. And the Lord called him at a very young age to leave everything behind and to go to South America and seek to reach even Native Indians there with the truth of the gospel. He arrived in South America, didn't really know what he was doing. The people that he had contacted, they didn't show up for him. And there he was, all stranded, all alone, only relying on the Lord. Very little money too. But how the Lord blessed him and how the Lord sustained him. The Lord did a work in his life, and he puts it down to one thing, that the Lord taught him what it was to have compassion, to have a love for others and to have a love for the unreached, and indeed for the people perhaps it would not be the preference to reach. God gave him a love for sinners. God gave him a love for these Native Indian people of South America. And he went to the country of Venezuela, but there he knew what it was to do his missionary work in the border area between Venezuela and Colombia, and the Lord blessed him in a really great and magnificent way. He recounts how he set out, and he thought he would be going to Indian tribes that others were working with, but no, God had a different plan for him. He was going to ones that were uncivilized, unreached, and truly the Lord opened the door for him and gave him great opportunity with two different tribes, but there's one in particular that he saw a real breakthrough, and it's the Motolone people. And what a story he tells, the hardships that he had to endure, the horrors of the jungle, illnesses, the animals, the creepy crawlies. Some of these things will no doubt give some people the spooks as they read about them, but nevertheless it's a story worth reading because it tells how God went before this man Bruce. He's called Brusco. Why? Because that's what the Native Indians called him. They couldn't say Bruce, they called him Brusco, and therefore that name stuck, and it's the name by which he wrote this book as he tells his tale of how the Lord blessed him and used him. I want to encourage you to read it. I want to encourage you truly to reflect upon its truth. I promise you that it will bless your heart. It will rejoice your heart just to see how God can move, God can bless, and God can open the doors of opportunity for us whenever it seems to be impossible, whenever perhaps there's no inkling that that door was even there. God can still move, God can still work, God can still bless. And that's the story of this book. And I want to encourage you to try and get your hands on a copy. I want to encourage you to read it. And I promise you that you'll read it very quickly. It's very easy read. And it's also a book that you won't want to put down, because it's just a developing story of how the Lord leads him, blesses him, and guides him. And it's a story that just keeps on going. It's full of action, full of endeavor. And the Lord truly will use it in your life. I've no doubt about that. And this book not only gave me a heart for the Word of God, gave me a heart for the work of God, but it truly developed my interest in missions. Briscoe, I want you to get it. Remember the green copy at the, or green color at the bottom half? That's a copy that you want to get your hands on, not the sequel, the original. And it will be a blessing to you. It developed my interest in missions. Why? Because it helped me understand even some of the hardships that missionaries face. It helped me understand the many sacrifices that missionaries have to face. And you and I sit here in a Western society. We sit here with first world problems all around us, and we think that we're inconvenienced so often. Well, I can tell you that there are many missionaries who truly know what it is to be inconvenienced, and this book will open your eyes to that. It'll give you a greater understanding of what it means to leave home, to leave everything you love, everything that's normal, and head off very many times into the unknown. Oh yes, many are sent by mission boards, many go with missionary societies, but there are those who also go alone. And in all of their experiences, they know what it is perhaps to know part of what they're going to, but they never know it all. And therefore, they're truly relying upon God. And this book will give you an understanding how to pray for individuals like that. Pray for missionary families. Pray for missionary individuals. Pray for them better. Pray for them more educatedly, so that you're able to pray in a specific way that the Lord will grant even the petition that you bring. Also give you a heart for unreached people groups. There's no doubt about that. How that the truth of God's word finds a resting place even in the most unlearned of minds, unlearned of hearts, the most rudimentary of cultures, and how the Lord truly can break through and allow the light of the gospel to shine far and abroad, even through that one opportunity that's presented many times to missionaries such as Briscoe, just to present that truth, to live it before them. And that should give us great encouragement. We're praying for a people group here, the Kieselbash people. We're praying that the Lord will allow them to have the gospel brought to them in a way that they can understand in their own language, their own dialect, that they'll be able to be somebody among them, even perhaps living out the light of the gospel. They'll be respected amongst them, and it will allow that great opportunity for the gospel to change lives there. And a book like this will give us heart that God can do such a work, and God can move in such an area, because this is the story of this book, and it's the same God who could work in Colombia and in Venezuela. He's the same God who can work in Afghanistan today. And so we as a people need to be encouraged, and we need to stay steadfast in our prayers, even for the Kieselbash people. And let's be on feeling, even as we finish this year out, that we committed to pray for them. Let's truly know what it is to lay hold upon God and to plead down even that blessing upon this people group, that the Lord will hear us and the Lord will grant our petition. I want you to get that book if you can get your hands on it. And I guarantee you'll be encouraged. You'll be challenged even as you read through it. We're looking forward to Sunday. And once again, we're going to minister in the morning hour at 12 noon and the evening hour at 7. We're continuing our series in 1 John in the morning, in the book of Revelation in the evening. And remember, our prayer times, half 11 to prepare yourself. But before that, 10 o'clock in the morning, and just coming before the Lord and praying specifically for the days in which we find ourselves in the situation of this COVID-19 as it sweeps across our land, that the Lord will have mercy upon us. The Lord will have mercy upon our land, that the Lord will bless all those who work and have to continue to work even at the very front lines of it, that the Lord even will hear and answer prayer on behalf of those families who have been affected by this. Perhaps a loved one has caught it, perhaps even a loved one has died from it. Let's come and bring them before the Lord at 10 a.m. as a people of God on Sunday morning. And then, as I say, 11:30, prepare your heart, prepare your family for that worship time at 12 noon, and then also in the evening hour at 7 o'clock once again. We're thankful for all those who are continuing to prepare music for that. We're thankful for all those who tune in so faithfully. And we pray that even as these days pass, that the Lord truly will bless us, the Lord will help us, and the Lord will minister to all of our hearts and to all of our needs. Thank you for spending this time once again with us throughout this past week. Thank you for being so faithful. And we pray that the Lord will bless you, the Lord will bless your family. But then, as we go, just remember, Briscoe, go on the Amazon, find the one with the green bottom half, purchase the original, and it will be a blessing to you. And may the Lord help us all to have a heart for others and a heart for Him, even in times such as this. God bless you, and enjoy the weekend as it lies before you. And I pray that the Lord will bless us as we come together on Sunday to worship and to praise His name. Thank you.